cool. I help Mufti Saab. He is in the studio. Hazrat Mufti Saab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban to you for our section on the question and answer. Mufti Saab, the first question is, if I cry and break down in my namaz, Mufti Saab, is my namaz correct or is my namaz nullified?
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum ana Salim Kareem and family. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri wa hlul 'uqdatan min lisani yafqahu qawli. Subhanaka la ilma lana illa ma 'allamtana innaka antal 'alimul hakim. Prior to answering and responding to the question, let me inform you what happened this morning Fajr time. So alhamdulillah, Brother Muhammad Khan, mashallah, Allah give him shifa-e kamil, and our brother Sufyan came to fetch me. So we read and perform our Fajr Salat day in Masjid Muhajirin and Ansar. That area is called the Hanibi. So Maulana Yusuf Biku and mashallah Maulana Muhammad Munshi and them, Allah reward them all. So after Salat, I saw some people meeting others. So I also went to see, now who's these people? Allahu Akbar, two men and two children, sons of theirs from Gaza. So they were there in the masjid. So I also met them and so forth. We were so happy, delighted to meet them. You see, made dua for them. So speaking of dua, now you take today's lesson, the one we did today. So chapter 59, and that is Surah Hashr, verse number 10. So every Muslim, every true Muslim, male, female, adult and child, we should try and memorize that. And remember, this is an akhlaqi farz, a moral obligation. رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. Oh, beloved Allah, forgive us. Forgive our brothers, sisters who passed away before us. Whether we know them or we don't know them, but they were brothers in faith. سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ. They passed away before us with Iman, with Islam. So that is for the marhumin, the shuhada, the martyrs, everybody included. And those of us alive, chapter 59, verse 10, where the first quarter ends, remember of the 28 supara, 28 Jews. So where the first quarter ends, you will find it there. وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلَّا. Ya Allah, do not place malice, rancor, hatred in our hearts. لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, for those people who possess true iman. رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفُ الرَّحِيمُ. O Allah, was sustainer, nourisher, provider. You are the one who is very, very compassionate, very, very merciful. So chapter 59, verse 10, and that is in the 28th supara, by the first quarter where it ends. Second dua every Muslim should learn, remember, is رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي وَلِوَالِدَيَّ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ. Surah Ibrahim, and that is chapter 14, verse 41. And if you don't understand chapter and verse, the second last page of the 13 Jews, the 13th supara, so there where the ruku is, you will see, رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لِي, O Allah, forgive me. وَلِوَالِدَيَّ, my beloved parents. وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ, and all the believers, people, male, female, and children, and whoever. So Ya Allah, forgive all. يَوْمَ يَقُومُ الْحِسَابِ, the day the reckoning is established. So learn these two du'as, inshallah. Allah Jalla wa'ala will grant our near and dear ones Jannatul Firdaus. Allah will make our khatima ending on Iman, and when we gone, then other people will make dua for us. Hadith Sharif in Mishkat, Al-Mawta kal-ghariqil mutahawwis. People who have passed on, whether natural death or martyrdom, they are like a drowning person shouting and screaming for help. So what our du'as, what our charity, what our good deeds, you there in Makkah and you making Umrah, Tawaf, so forth, So transfer the reward to all of them, whether they are deceased, whether they are alive, whether they are yet to come. Wallahu al-muwaffiq ila sawa'i sabil. Allah Jalla wa'ala grant us all hidayat to the straight path and so forth. Ji, Maulana Salim, what was the first question again, Maulana?
Isab, if a person breaks down in namaz and cries, will his namaz be valid or his namaz is accepted?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So in a case like that, there are two, three different issues. A person is reading Quran Sharif and now you overwhelm with the meaning of it. We all are sinners, right? Those of us who are sane and mature. And now you're reading chapter 39, Surah Zumar, first verse 53. Chapter 39, verse 53. Ya ibadi alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Allah Jalla wala addresses Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, announce to humanity and posterity. Tell them Allah says, oh my beloved servants, asrafu ala anfusihim, who went beyond the boundaries and limits. Now we all are guilty. Whilst we're reading this, we're thinking about all our own vices and sins. So Allah is motivating, inspiring us. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu an Fatih Khaybar, he was asked, Ayyatu ayatin arja indaka fi kitabillah. Which ayat and verse in the noble Quran inspired, motivated you the most? He read this verse. Chapter 39, verse 53. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Never despair, never be disillusioned in the mercy of Allah Jalla wala. You start crying. And that is unintentionally, remember that, because we know we are sinners and we beg Almighty Allah, and Allah is giving us the glad tidings. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jami'a. Verily Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, remember, is the one that forgives the sins. So that case there, your salat is totally valid and there's no problem with that. Whilst reading salat, you must remember, you yawned or whatever, and now one fly or something went in your mouth, Allah forbid, or a scorpion or something came and it stung you, you know, or a bee or whatever you, and then you started crying out of pain and so forth and so on, so then your salat will be nullified. So it all depends on circumstances. Therefore, I told you that always read the dua, you see. فَاللَّهُ خَيْرٌ حَافِظًا وَهُوَ أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ Chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse 64. Ya Allah, you are the best protector, and He Almighty Allah exclusively, وَهُوَ, whilst He exclusively, أَرْحَمُ الرَّاحِمِينَ, is the most merciful one to show mercy. Always raise our hands, or in sujood and sajda and prostrating, say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Ya Allah, you are the most merciful one to show mercy. Ya Allah, envelope me in us your mercy. Chapter 7, verse 151. Wadkhilna fi rahmatik wa anta arhamur rahimeen.
Mufti Sahab, I'm completing my matric this year. Can you give me some advice as to what profession I should take up?
Remember, my brother, that you are in your matric. In your times now, you call it standard 12. You see, in our time, we used to call it standard 10. Because why? So, you know, nowadays you call it grade 12. In our time, when we went to school, so in the 60s and that, then it was grade 1, grade 2, and then standard 1, then matric, standard 10. Now from grade 1, then matric, grade 12. So all that is just, you understand, by the way. But matric today is very easy. You get 33%, 35%, 40%, you pass. And therefore, you find that half of them can't even read and write properly and so forth and so on. So nevertheless, so what must you do? So you see our people, that sometimes they place more emphasis on that which is not sunnah compared to that is sunnah. Now take this example. 80% of our Indian Muslims, you will see, they'll tell you, no, make istikhara. Read 2 rakat salat, then you mustn't talk to anybody, then you must sleep, and then when you dream, you will see something. But this business about sleeping, dreaming, is nowhere mentioned in the Quran Sharif, is nowhere mentioned in the Sunnah Mubarakah. It is Amalu Salihin, some pious people tried it and it worked out. So keep everything in its proper perspective. So if you speak of Quran, Sharif and Sunnah, so Quran Sharif teaches us wasta'inu bisabri wa salah. Seek the divine assistance with sabr, patience, endurance and salat. So you, my brother, if you have time, now for example, after the program, you read 2 rakat salat if you wish, and that is Qul ya al-kafirun after Fatiha, Qul wallahu ahad, 2nd rakat after Surah Fatiha. And then you put in your mind, Ya Allah, I'm reading these words. You guide me for whatever is the best. So read now with me. Allahumma, our beloved Allah. Khir li khara khire. Khir li, Ya Allah, you select the best for me. Wakhtar li, and you choose for me. So whatever answer come, the answer come, go to madrasa, darulum, go do hifz, go do alif, mashallah, you do that. It comes, you must do via correspondence, then you do that. So that is what you must do, read 2 rakat salat, and thereafter read there once, twice, thrice, Allahumma khir li, wakhtar li. Then Allah will put the answer straight in your heart immediately. Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. You don't have to sleep. You don't have to dream and all that. None of that is mentioned in the Quran Sharif or in the authentic Sunnah. So we should always draw a distinction. What is authentic and what is not authentic. Allah make easy for you, my son.
Uftisab is an anti-nuptial contract. Do the spouses inherit from each other?
Remember in the chapter of Islamic law of succession, Islamic law of inheritance, 5 categories of people must inherit. I drop dead. Allah give long life, we hope and pray, inshallah, but I pass away. So my parents, the Muslim, alhamdulillah, they alive, for example, they both passed away. But example, they both alive, so they must inherit father, mother, biological father, biological mother. And then my children, my sons, my daughters who are Muslim, they must inherit my own children, my biological son, biological daughter. So there's 4. And the surviving spouse. So now the wife passes away, husband must inherit. Husband passes away, then wife must inherit. Provided that all parties are Muslim, because today democracy and all satanic business, people get married to non-Muslims, non-Muslims get married to Muslims, and also all that non-Muslims don't inherit. We need to be very clear on that issue as well. So in a case like this, you live in South Africa, and now you are married, mashallah. I was going through my papers now in the weekend, you know. I told my wife, bring all these documents, let me see, let me sift out everything. So mashallah, I looked at my nikah certificate, and I had a good smile, you understand, 10th of Shawwal, you see that? And mashallah, 1979, you see that the people who signed them, most of them passed away also. So Allah give them all Jannat al-Firdaus and so forth. And Mawla Qasim passed away, Mawla Harun passed away, all of them. In Ispingo Beach, the nikah was there. So anyway, Allah maghfirat farmai. And then I saw that when we registered, because I was going to Pakistan, so now we went, they got registered also. So now when you in South Africa and you want to register your marriage, so you must register, this is wajib and compulsory, ANC. Nothing to do with a political party, ANC in this context means anti-nuptial contract. Without or excluding the accrual system. What it means, my sister, that whatever belonged to you prior to marriage, you came with your jewelry, you came with your cash, you came with whatever properties, so that will belong to you exclusively now, pre-marriage and post-marriage. Before your marriage and after your marriage, it will belong to you. It won't go to the husband. And husband will say whatever belongs to him, pre-marriage and post-marriage will belong to him, won't go to the wife. So if you say community of property, then it becomes 50-50. So there's a big problem. That's not permissible. So why you should register ANC without the accrual system? So inshallah, then you draw up your Islamic will, then there's no problem and so forth. So that is wajib and compulsory upon us to do so. There are challenges, and at the weekend I spent some time with senior counsel, and there were 4 or 5 different issues we discussed. So one of them was this. So, mashallah, our brothers, sisters, children who came from Palestine, some in Roshni, some in Johannesburg, some in Benoni. Mashallah, the brother there got the lodge. Allah reward him in Lakefield. And mashallah, then we got here in land some of our brothers, sisters, whoever. So, whoever is keeping them, Allah Jalla wa'ala reward you. And inshallah, do it solely, only for the love and pleasure of Almighty Allah. And you want to contribute, then they don't contact me now. You contact Dr. Imtiaz Suleiman and them, so they know all these things. And you contact the ladies forum, women's forum. Mashallah, they're organizing the meals and all that, you know. So Allah will give you from His unlimited treasures, bifadlihi wa rahmati wa judihi wa karami, through His grace, mercy and benevolence.
Mufti Sahab, what is the correct way of determining the direction of the Qibla? And how many degrees are you allowed facing Qibla in the northerly direction?
Remember that anything you want to know, our first point of reference must be the Quran Sharif. Ati'ullah wa ati'ur Rasul. Ati'ullah wa Rasul. So that is, be obedient to Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, and then Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Now, those of you who've been to Medina Munawwara, so you should know the Qibla in Medina Munawwara is the southern direction. So where the Imam stands, so now you are facing the southern direction. When the Qibla turned, remember, towards Masjidul Aqsa, so then it was the northern direction. Are you with me now? So now currently it is, until day of Qiyamah, it will be southern direction. So the hadith is sahih, authentic in Tirmidhi Sharif. He, Habibuna Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, said, Ma bain al mashriqi wal maghribi qibla. The portion between the east and the west is your qibla. Okay? So now we are. But now if you look at it, we can't be facing the Baytullah itself directly. فَوَلِّ وَجْهَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. See the balagha, the beauty, the style, the rhetoric, the glory, beauty of the noble Quran. So face in that direction. So therefore, majority scholars say that you got 45 degrees either side, you got that flexibility. So if you're slightly off from the Baytullah, right hand side, left hand side, for example, 5, 10, 20, 30 degrees, so remember your salat is valid, you don't have to do anything, you don't have to change anything. So that is there. وَشَدَّدَ فِي هَذِي الْمَسْلَةِ الْإِمَامُ الشَّافِعِي رَحِمَهُ اللَّهِ. But Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was very, very strict. He said, you're in Africa, you're in Asia, you're in Europe, America, New Zealand, Australia, you must face Ainul Kaaba al-Musharrafa. You must face the Baytullah itself. You see, Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah never saw such crowds in his time like we have today. You take Hajj time. So how can everybody face the Baytullah from Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah? You can't. It's 1 million, 2 million people. So you must remember that the one surf is 1 kilo, 2 kilos, you understood? You go for Istima. You go to Raiwin. And you go to, you understand, Bangladesh and so forth. Now Istima is coming up in Indonesia. They're expecting 2-3 million people there. So they read Salat behind the Imam. So how long the one surf will be? 1 kilometer, 2 kilometers, and so long it will be. So then, so therefore, that masla of the Shafi'i is matruka, is left out. So that is why we say the difference of opinion among the jurors is rahma. They pass the fatwa verdict according to the Hanafi school. So today the fatwa according to all four schools will be, you have 45 degrees either side flexibility, and your salat will be valid. We take all the Quranic verses. فَوَلِّ وَجَكَ شَطْرَ الْمَسْجِدِ الْحَرَامِ. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the address is to him, Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, directly. For me and you, فَوَلُّ هُجُوهَكُمْ شَطْرَ. You turn your faces in that direction of Baytullah Kaaba Musharrafa. And you take the hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif. And therefore, remember, halat, conditions sometimes change. And then the fatwa will change, like the Shafi'i school, as I told you now.
Mufti Sahab, is it permissible to read Quran for the deceased before the ghusl has been done?
You know, every day we get on our phone, or people, they send message here to the radio, so-and-so person passed away, janaza, salat, 11 o'clock, or after Zohar, or after Asr, and it's written there normally, read Surah Ikhlas. So remember that when the fuqaha, the jurors say, you can't read Quran Sharif for the deceased, so remember, that is before ghusl, meaning when you are in that room. My father passed away and he's in that room there. And for real, he was there in that room there, right? And my mother was there, I was there, and so forth. So now what happens? So in that room, you don't read Quran Sharif. But you go to any other room and you start reading Quran, mashallah. So then totally permissible, even before ghusl and bathing and so forth. So we need to understand the tafaqquh fi deen. We understood that not only scratch the surface, you must go deep down in the ocean of knowledge to understand all these things properly. So the fatwa verdict is this. Is it permissible to read Quran Sharif for the deceased? One, yes, permissible according to A'imma Arba, Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's, Hanafi's. These Salafi characters, they're Muslim, but they're dal and mudil, they say not permissible. They say, لا تَصِلُ الْقِرَاءَ إِلَى الْأَمْوَاتِ. When I went to Jamia Islamiyah, I used to go a lot there in those days. They even wrote a book on this topic. They say that qira'at, you read of Quran, the sawab don't reach the dead. You understand? And the thesis, we reject it. Whoever it can be, the Grand Mufti or whoever it is who wrote it and sanctioned it, we reject it. Once a imma arba'a, four schools agree on something, that is sharia. The hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, لا تجتمعوا أمتي على ضلالة. This ummah will never have consensus on something that is astray. So that's one issue finish. We reject whoever it is, right? Regarding the Salafis and this issue here. Number two is that I want to read Quran for the deceased. Whether I know him or her, that doesn't matter. But we just read. He's a Muslim brother, sister. So yes, permissible. So third one is, if you are there, and the deceased is there in the same room. So in that room, you don't read. You must remember, you can make dua in your mind, but you don't read Quran. So for Quran, you must remember, you go there to other rooms and other places, and from there you start reading Surah Yasin and so forth. Why we say Surah Yasin? Oh, you Salafis, break this argument. So the hadith is mentioned in Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, various compilations. The Rawi reporter is Ma'qil bin Yasar radiallahu anhu warda. And Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Iqra Yasin ala mawtakum. Read Surah Yasin for your deceased. So the meaning is both ways, and we accept both. While that person is in Sakarat, and you can see the tip of the nose has bent towards the left-hand side, the temple there on the side where your eyebrows are and so forth, just above that is your temple. So that portion subsides, it goes inside, the feet start moving apart. So all these are the alamat and signs that this person is a mehman, a guest now. Matter of moments, minutes and seconds, just now you leave. So then also you read Surah Yasin to make it easy for him during that time of Sakarat. Allahumma inni ala Sakaratil Maut. Hadith in Tirmidhi, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad. Ya Allah, assist me at the time of the pains and pangs of death. Ya Allah, we are weak. We are very, very weak in Iman also. So have mercy on us, Ya Allah. So like that. And then you read Surah Yasin after that person passed away, all permissible according to four schools. So now they can't break this argument, the Salafis. So Shaykhul Islam Ibn Taymiyyah Rahimahullah, celebrated student, Hafiz Ibn Qayyim Al-Jawziyah, his book Kitab Ur-Ruh, in Arabic obviously, page 17, which I have. So there you will find Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal Rahimahullah visited the cemetery graveyard, you see. And he saw and he noticed one person reading Surah Yasin. And then he heard him. He told him, La taqra. They don't read. That person told him, this is the hadith. So he asked him, you heard it yourself? He said, yes. So he said, carry on reading. So A'imma Arba, all four schools, Shafi'is, Hanafi's, Maliki's, somebody say permissible. So remember, but not in the room where the deceased is before ghusl. After ghusl, after kafan, shrouding, all permissible, no problem.
Mufti Sahab, what dua can I read for a toddler to start speaking?
Yeah, yesterday, Zuhr time, I met the father, grandfather, you understood. So Allah Ta'ala grant them sabr, that when he went, Haji Abu Bakr Waracha, you see that. So he went many years ago for Umrah, his wife passed away. Now he went, now his son passed away, both buried in Baqi. You see that, what the honorable family, you see that. Allah Jalla Wala grant them all Jannat al-Firdaus. Make our deaths in Madinah Munawwara, Haramain Sharifain, Aqsa al-Mubarak, with Iman and Islam and so forth. So many, many years ago, when I just came here 2001, you see, so we used to meet in the masjid. So they brought the child, you know, and said, "Ke watni karech," you know, doesn't speak and so. So I said, "Bring here." And then we read Surah 20, Surah Taha, verses 25, 26, 27, 28. Rabbi shrahli sadri wa amri wahlul uqdatam min lisani yafqahu qawli. Rabbi shrahli sadri, Ya Allah, open, expand my heart, my bosom, Ya Rab. وَيَسِرْلِي أَمْرِي يَا لَا Make my task very easy. وَحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِنْ لِسَانِي يَا لَا You open the knots in my tongue. يَفْقَهُ قَوْلِي So people can understand what I'm saying and uttering. So I read it, blew on the baby and so forth, you see that. It was just few months old. After 2 years or so, 3 years, they came again here to the house. And then that child was playing. They asked, "You know this?" I said, "No, I don't know." You see, the same child, the time you read, it's not we. What we are? We are sinners, we are gunegar, we are transgressors. It's the miracle, Ijazul Quran, you see. So there was a big surgeon, big doctor, you must remember that, Ibn Sina. Ibn Sina, the West always master crooks. You see, Jutla's master crooks. The West master crooks, always stealing from Islam and Muslims and so forth. So they changed Ibn Sina's name to Avicenna, you see. He wrote the book called Qanun in Arabic, and now they changed it to Canon. If you see Avicenna and you see Canon, what you will think? Must be some kuffar from Europe, America or somewhere. Muslim meaning, people say Muslim, whether Muslim or Muslim, that Allah alone knows. Anyway, so now one person was very sick and ill. So then he went there, because he's the big physician, doctor. He saw the imams up there, so he was upset. "What are you doing here?" But this imam was a man of wisdom and will, taqwa and piety. He said, "Ibn Sina, you're such a great physician. You wrote the book Qanun," and he praised him lavishly. And he, Ibn Sina, was flying figuratively. He was elated and delighted. But this imam was man of wisdom. After praising him lavishly, he criticized his brother and said, "But your brother is a kanjus, he's a makichus, he's so stingy, he's such a miser," and so forth and so on. He wiped the smile off Ibn Sina's face. So then he told Ibn Sina, five minutes ago, I praised you and you were flying figuratively. 30 seconds, 1 minute, 50 seconds, or less than a minute, I criticized, condemned your brother. See your body language. See how you disliked it. If that is the ta'athir, the impact of Kalamul Bashar, the speech of human being, then what do you think will be the impact of Almighty Allah's Kalam, Kalamullah Ta'ala? You ask me what I'm doing. I'm reading Surah Fatiha, yeah, on this person who's ill and sick. Because he, Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, taught us, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, that when a person is ill and sick, read Surah Fatiha, Alhamdu, the opening chapter, 7 verses, 7 times read it and blow on that person, Muslim or non-Muslim. Abu Sa'id Khudri says, "This person I blew was non-Muslim, and then he got cured. They gave us a whole herd of cattle and so forth and so on." So therefore, so he got this, kept quiet, you see that? So always that, read Quran Sharif, blow on yourself, blow on your flowers, on your children. Flowers, not now your flower, your roses and that. Your rose, your poppy, your darling, your sweetheart, you see that? Say, "Come here, my poppy, let me blow on you." Story time or Salim Kareem, you can use it in a lecture. So husband, wife, you see, they have some time, you know, nice talk. So Habi asked the wife, "Junaid Mota, you listening? You must tell your other half." So then he asked his wife, you see, they married 10, 15 years. "Oh, darling, oh, poppy, Do you see me in the dream? She said, no, Min Habib, I never ever saw you in the dream. So husband was a bit disappointed. They say, but how come you never saw me in a dream? She said, no, I heard AK saying that if you read Ayatul Kursi, then before you sleep, then all the shaitans run away. Then the fight started. Did you see that? So read Ayatul Kursi and you won't see unsavory characters, you must remember. So our time is up now, inshallah. Make dua for Gaza, Palestine, Sudan. And don't forget 8:30 to 9, the interview today, very interesting. Those Palestinian brothers, sisters who came here, 153 of them, 23 went to other countries, Egypt, Australia, where and where. 130 our guest here. How did they come? What are the ramifications? We'll discuss all that. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.